Welcome back to Caught Doing Something Good, where KNOM shines a light on the positive attributes of youth in our community. Stay with us to hear how NYO athlete Demi Levi of St. Michael stays on top of her grades and the competition. I'm your host, Karen Trope.
My name is Demi Levi from St. Michael, and I'm a junior in high school.
Demi has been an honor roll student for her entire high school career and has also participated on the basketball, cross-country, volleyball, and Native Youth Olympic teams. If you ask Demi where her drive comes from, she'll say she learned how to be goal-oriented thanks to her supportive and competitive family.
We're a really competitive family. If we're not swimming, we're racing on the beach. If it's not on the beach, it's on our bikes on the road. We always just have fun and have all these little mini races. Sometimes me and my cousins will go out swimming, even though it's really cold. We always try to have like a race or something, like, hey, if you die first, I'll dive. We always try to just have fun. Just past summer, I was like, hey, Alvin, go dive and I'll dive. And he hurry up, he go dive, he come back out, he's like, your turn. I was like, I don't want to. I didn't want to do it, but he dragged me into the water. It was really cold, but I had fun.
Demi has thrived in this environment, spurred on by the desire to compete with her sisters, especially since NYO is a family tradition.
My grandma and my mom, my grandma coached for 20 years. My sisters, they've been in NYO all their 4 years of high school. And I think just my second year, my second oldest sister, Deidre, she was a senior. I was excited to play with her because it was her last year. And it was the only time I could play with her because I was only in eighth grade and I couldn't play with her in basketball or volleyball. I have two younger sisters, Patricia Washington and Richie Levi, and my cousins Chelsea and Alvin Washington. My younger sister, Patricia, she placed second in seal hop, wrist carry, and fourth in 2 foot high kick. I was really happy for her. She beat me.
What's the atmosphere like in the family? I mean, like, you're obviously competitive, but it's also supportive. Is there ever any, like, tension between you guys?
Yeah, I always feel kind of embarrassed when my little sister beats me. It was her first year, her seventh grade year, she beat me to go to state, and I was nowhere near close going to state my first year. I was kind of embarrassed, but happy for her. We always practiced together. My cousin Alvin, he always really pushed me really hard. He was like, come on, Demi, me and you go state this year. I was like, maybe. And then he was like, yeah, come on, me, you, Patricia, and go state this year. Like, come on, it's really fun. I was like, I'll try, but I don't know if I can. I don't know about my other siblings, but I always do at least 10 push-ups and 10 sit-ups before I go to bed and when I wake up.
In the 2018 NYO Games, Demi focused on the one-arm reach and the seal hop. Feeling supported by her family and community is a huge reason why Demi continues to compete.
It's just the feeling that you know you're loved by the community, and the fact that the community supports whatever you decide to do. Like today, I felt like I was really supported by my community when I was doing the Eskimo stick pull and the seal hop. I heard lots of people calling out my name. Go, Demi, keep going, keep on going, don't stop.
Giving back to the community is on Demi's mind for the future. She plans to follow her brother's footsteps into the medical field, whether as a certified nurse assistant or a specialist surgeon.
For a while now, since probably beginning of 10th grade year, I wanted to be a surgeon, like probably a neurosurgeon or a cardiothoracic surgeon. It just fascinates me how the brain and the heart can work together so you could survive. I'm trying to work pretty hard in math and science. I plan to be a certified nurse assistant. My brother I was actually inspired by my brother. He is now working at the Nome Hospital, and he's only 19. He has a pretty cool job.
Is he a CNA?
Yeah, he's a CNA, and he actually landed one of the pictures in the NACTEC calendar. I was excited for him. I was really happy, and it just inspired me more to work harder and achieve my dreams.
Wherever she goes, she'll keep her community and her family close.
Ever since I was small, I always dreamed about having my own family and just being really happy. Ever since I was probably 10, I've always dreamed about my wedding day. But it's kind of scary, because my dad died when I was 11. So I was really sad, and then I decided that my brother could walk me down the aisle.
And while Demi is set on achieving her goals,
you know, like, don't just give up. You know, you got to keep trying harder and harder so you could achieve what you want to be a goal in life.
She makes sure she balances work and play.
I'm more of a straight-A student, and I join sports with friends and family just to have fun and make memories. And then summertime, we always go for boat rides and get wood and just be a competitive family.
For Caught Doing Something Good, I'm Karen Trope. If you know a student who's doing good in their community, feel free to contact us at cdsg@knom.org or call us at 443-5221. Our theme music was composed by Mystery Mammal. Caught Doing Something Good. It's time to take the spotlight and shine it on the positive.